Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering what's on the Traegers. Pulled pork sliders, barbecue baked beans with bacon. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. I actually came by here yesterday, and Tyler was cooking the pulled pork. I guess you have to keep it on the Traegers for quite some time. So spent a lot of time with the pulled pork sliders, but it'll be worth every morsel coming up a little bit later on.
So you were overseeing the
project. Yes, I was. Right. Yes, I was. I didn't plan on it. I came in back to the man cave later yesterday afternoon. I go, oh, and I was surprised to see Tyler here, and he was slaving away at the Traegers. I don't think he slept here, but he would if it would ensure that this would be awesome. But then the Traegers do that. They make it awesome. All right. It's a Friday. Phone calls are welcome. Emails, tweets, all the above. Marcus Spears, the big swagoo, will join us. We're going to try to say something nice about last night's game. We'll try to. A.J. Pierzynski, Fox Sports. He's doing the playoffs. The former Major League catcher will join us a little bit later on. Commanders did win last night. I don't know if it felt like a win, but it counts as one. 12-7. I've been saying the last couple of weeks, first team to 21. I can't even get a combined score to 21. Astros beat the Mariners. They're up 2-0 in the series. Guardians, Yankees postponed due to rain. We have afternoon baseball in the Bronx. We'll get you ready for the weekend in the NFL, also college football as well. We have the Sorta sale after Todd's birthday, 50% off Todd's Limerick greeting cards, only at danpatrick.com. Game day, backyard barbecue candles, Penny's Bang biscuits, Penny's Bang jerky. They have all been restocked at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If you're watching on Peacock, we say good morning. Thank you. It's our streaming partner. And those listening on our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great cities around America carrying this award-nominated program. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. The Bears are a proud franchise. Great history of football. But if you watched the game last night, probably wasn't the first thing or the last thing that came to mind. You have a second-year quarterback, Justin Fields. He struggled, and we knew Chicago was not going to be a playoff team. We didn't know they were going to be this bad. They don't have playmakers, and you start to wonder, what direction are you headed in? Do you have a franchise quarterback? That's where you always have to start. That's your first question. We got a quarterback? I don't know. And you got a new coach and a new GM, and it'll take time. But you've been told that for the last few years. Hey, it's going to take some time. And then you feel like, okay, they must have seen something in Mitchell Trubisky. Okay, maybe we have our quarterback. Okay, maybe we don't. Hey, we got Justin Fields out of Ohio State. Do we have our quarterback? I don't know. And watching him, I don't think he's your typical pocket passer. Although, what happens when you watch college quarterbacks, when they play for a team like Ohio State or Alabama, you know, some of these quarterbacks look a lot better because of the talent that they play with. I mean, Cardale Jones, I don't know how good he was. Dwayne Haskins, how good he was. You know, go back to Alabama. A.J. McCarron. Not quite sure. They look really good in the moment. Hey, you guys score 50 points. But is Justin Fields more of a Cam Newton kind of quarterback? Does he see himself as a Lamar Jackson kind of quarterback? Well, he's not there yet, obviously. He has got a terrible quarterback rating. I think only Baker Mayfield and Trey Lance have worse quarterback ratings than he does. He can beat you with his legs. I want my quarterback to beat you with his arm. Call me old school, but give me that opportunity that we can do something. Like Lamar Jackson can still beat you with his arm. Kyler Murray can still beat you with his arm. But I'm watching last night, and granted, he doesn't have any weapons whatsoever, except for Montgomery. It's a long, long year. And then you have Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz should be better. He had 99 passing yards. And it's not like he can rely on his legs where you go, well, thank God he can scramble. He doesn't anymore. Because that got him in this situation. But you're watching, and all of a sudden you're going, this is primetime football. And then so here's something for you. This year, two of the 69 games played on Sunday. So that's just about 3%. 3% of the games have combined for 21 points or less. Two of the six games played on Thursday night have combined for 21 points or less. That's 33%. Yes, it is.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
And the Bears are only a couple of plays away from being 4-2. Obviously, a fake faux 4-2, but they could be 4-2. Here is the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus, on Justin Fields.
I think he took a step forward. I really do. For me, the ability to take the ball and drive it down at the very end to give us a chance to win it, that's to me what was the improvement.
You had about 57 minutes of bad football, and then it got a little bit interesting. Just because, and we said this yesterday, it might be good because it'll be bad. It'll be close. Nobody's going to blow anybody out here. And then you had the moment with Ron Rivera. Now, earlier in the week, Coach Rivera of the Commanders was asked about what's the difference between his team, the Commanders, and the other teams in the NFC East. And he said quarterback. Okay, that's a big deal. Now, he's since kind of walked that back and apologized and meant to say the quarterbacks the other teams have been there for a little while. Jalen Hurts hadn't been there that long. Danny Dimes has been there but not played well. And Dak's been in and out of the lineup. Now, he says quarterback's the issue. And then there was the article ESPN had on Daniel Snyder. Daniel Snyder is quoted as saying he's the one who wanted Carson Wentz. Well, Ron Rivera is like, No, I'm the one who wanted Carson Wentz. So Ron Rivera, given his comments on Carson Wentz, the owner says he's the one who wanted Carson Wentz. Ron Rivera last night after the game defends Carson Wentz.
Honestly, I'm gonna speak my mind for a second. It's been hard. It really has. You lose four games in a row, and everybody wants to get you, you know, just get on you. And they've played their asses off. They have. They played their asses off for everybody. They come out and they show up. They work hard. All right. They don't complain. Okay. They hear all the stuff and they got to deal with it. I get them. I respect them for that because they're resilient. They come back. Everybody keeps wanting to say, I didn't want anything to do with Carson. Well, I'm the f***ing guy that pulled out the sheets of paper, that looked at the analytics, that watched the tape in the freaking when we were at Indianapolis. Okay. And that's what pisses me off. Because the young man doesn't deserve to have that all the time. I'm sorry, I'm done.
Okay. Love coach, but he created this. He said quarterback. If he says, hey, you know what? The difference is they have maybe a better all-around team. The Cowboys have a better all-around team, and the Eagles do. But they got a head start on us, and give them credit. You know, we're trying to get there. He says quarterback. Well, is he all in on his quarterback? It doesn't sound like that. And then Daniel Snyder, the owner, says he's the one who wanted Carson Wentz. And then coach goes into that press conference, wants to get it off his chest, and then all of a sudden realizes kind of in the moment, man, I got to slow down here a little bit. I got to walk back a little bit here. The Commanders had 99 passing yards, 128 rushing yards. The Bears had 190 passing yards, 238 rushing yards. But, man, it didn't feel like the Bears' offense was explosive. Those are really good numbers. I mean, those are fine numbers. The Cowboys would take that. If you said, hey, Cooper Rush has got 190 passing yards and they're rushing for 238, you're like, all right, another win. But that's not the case with the Bears. You got to do something when you get into the red zone. And they weren't able to do this. And you know what? Justin Fields had a couple opportunities, a wide open wide receiver. Yeah, Paul.
You know, one thing on Ron Rivera, I was listening back to that, and he's usually pretty cool. You know, he's intense, but he doesn't, you know, drop F-bombs and not known for exploding. I think that's a buildup where, you know, this guy's a football coach. And he's paid to coach football, but it seems like every 3 weeks he has to answer questions about his owner getting in a jam when the owner doesn't have to answer questions about getting in a jam. Why are we asking Ron Rivera about the owner's missteps? But this happens to him for like, he's in his year three of defending Dan Snyder or having to comment on Dan Snyder. And I think that's why he lost his cool. Like another article about my owner that I have to answer for. My job is to coach football.
Yeah, but he could have gotten out of this.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
He created this. He said quarterback.
He created it this week, but I think moreover, when he sees that article and he's like, I got to answer this tonight.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with Dan Snyder being a horrible person or owner. This is, Dan, I mean, if you want to comment on Dan Snyder, there are a lot of other things you could have commented on. This had to do with Daniel Snyder reportedly said he wanted Carson Wentz. And the reason why is that would take some heat off Daniel Snyder. It doesn't sound like he wanted Carson Wentz. He got Carson Wentz because people would talk about Carson Wentz. Understand that this whole bait and switch that Daniel Snyder has pulled off. Anytime we start talking about him, something happens where we move our attention to somebody else or something else in the organization. Right? How about the nickname? Wait a minute. I thought about these sexual harassment. No. Hey, what about diversity in the front office? I got an African-American, team president here. It's over here. No, it's over here. This is what he's done. He's been a master at doing this for 20 years. And he might have done that at the expense of Carson Wentz. Do you look at Carson? They would have been as good, if not better. And I said this at the time with Taylor Heinicke. I mean, I truly believe that. Players loved him. Got him to a playoff. Young, inexpensive, take your chance on him. See if you have it. Ride it out for a little while. You know, maybe you have a Cooper Rush type of quarterback there. Hey, you know what? He knows what he's doing. Carson Wentz goes out there and it looks like he lacks any confidence. I wasn't going to say total confidence. He has the ability to make some great plays. But I don't think he has the confidence to be able to sustain that. He looks like he's always thinking. You also have Justin Fields. Nobody holds on to the football longer than he does. That's somebody who knows, I don't know who to throw to. Is anybody open? Also, you hold on to the football, you're probably going to have some pretty good rushing yards, attempts. And he had, what, 88 yards rushing last night. Not exactly what I want, but it's almost like that's what you, that's the best you can hope for right now. Hey, you might throw for 200 yards, and why don't you be, you know, be a two-way threat? Maybe you get us 50, 60 yards a game. Maybe. That's about it. But you're watching that game, and I call it Turds Day Night Football. And you know what? I should apologize to Turds Day Night. Yes, Seton.
Thursday Night Football has always been terrible, though. I mean, I know right now it seems glaring that it's really, but really, ever since its existence, ever since Thursday Night Football became a thing, it was always the worst game of the week.
The quality, you could have good teams, but the quality of play was not that
terrible.
Good. Last night, you didn't have good teams, and you didn't have quality of play.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's a bad combo.
Yes, it is.
That's a tough combination.
Very, yes. And I felt bad for Al Michaels, because Al would do the Sunday games. He'd have the marquee game. He was there, Chris Collinsworth, Football Night in America, Sunday Night Football, you know. Now all of a sudden he's looking around going, you know, retirement doesn't sound that bad. That damn Tirico doing Sunday Night Football and I'm stuck doing this with Herbie.
Do you believe in mediocre football?
Yeah, yes!
I just imagine every time like they go to break and they take off their headsets, Al looks and they, well, Kirk, my boy, you got another one here. You know what I mean? Like just some kind of snarky comment.
Arm yourself with the best defense for hunger, a Traeger grill. Set it and forget it. Convenience means you actually can watch the game, not the grill. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show. Start saving. And remember, use the promo code DP Show to get free shipping. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We got the big swagoo, Marcus Spears, set to join us. Yes, Paul?
I do have one last thing. I just want to say on defense of Daniel Snyder, you know, it was nice of him after this, you know, big story breaks yesterday for him to lay low, stay home, don't go to the road game. You know, stay in the back of the suite if you do go. Don't sit out front so the cameras can focus.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he did the opposite.
Yes, I see.
My bad. Back to you.
Billionaires don't like to be told what to do.
Period.
Yes. He doesn't want to be told what to do. Hey, you know, maybe not go. Are you kidding me? I'm going to be right there. They need to see me. Absolutely.
Dude's got brass ones, man.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have a pair.
I ain't scared.
He might have four of them.
He should have been sitting there with like a big folder going through it, like a dossier. Yeah,
like,
just one of those big things, those three-ring binders that are huge, and just start penciling through
all these random pictures that look like they were taken from a distance.
You know, things are redacted.
No, it says ESPN on the outside of it. Like, this is the ESPN article.
It's a briefcase with handcuffs on it. Vince comes in, sets it down, opens it.
Some guy with glasses and one of those telephoto lenses walks in and has an earpiece in.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk to the big swagoo, get his thoughts on the big games coming up this weekend. Cowboys, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride, but maybe there's help on the way. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. And that's where I want to introduce you to GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained. This is a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. You click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions, and maybe you're eligible. The payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. Give it a try. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Operator Tyler standing by for your phone calls. Seton's got the honors of a poll question today. Anything off last night's game, Seton, or something to the contrary?
Which fan base should feel worse today after last night's game, the Commanders or the Bears?
I would say, are we talking short-term or long-term?
Who should feel worse?
Okay. I would say the Commanders, because you still have that owner, that quarterback.
That dumbass name, too.
And
what's up, Commander?
Hey, Commander. That sounds like something Paulie would say when he doesn't know your name.
I used to.
Yeah. Hey, Commander.
Paul called me Captain this week, and we almost came to blows.
Hey, Captain.
Privately in my head,
hey,
I was
Captain.
Like, that.
What's up, Chief?
Hey, that's another one. Hey, I do. Hey, bud. How are you doing?
Oh,
I
do. Who do you root for? I root for the Commanders.
Boss, sport, champ.
Marcus Spears of the Mothership, NFL analyst. You can see him at 4 Eastern weekdays on ESPN. Laura Rutledge, Ryan Clark, Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky. Which fan base should feel worse today, Big Swagoo?
Washington Commanders.
Okay.
Commander. Listen, man, first of all, you could see the frustration boiling over from everything that's going on. Ron Rivera having to clear up calling out Carson Wentz last week and saying, I didn't mean that. It's a lot of I didn't mean that going on in Washington right now. They need to figure something out. It's bad when you win a game and you do what you do what Ron Rivera had to do in the locker room after the game. Like, so it just tells you about the culture, man. And this is the antithesis of it starts from the top.
Yeah.
Okay. That is like, if it was any definition of usually your company or whatever you're associated with is going to be a reflection of the person that's in charge. Well, here's your definition of that. Winning or losing, but you could see it, man. You could see dejected, especially with the way the game was played. You get a win against Chicago, who everybody acknowledged before the season is not good. And it didn't even feel like a win, DP.
It
didn't even feel like a win.
I agree. Yeah, it's one of those we won. Let's not spend too much time celebrating this. But I'm trying to assess Justin Fields. I got an idea who Carson Wentz is going to be.
Yeah.
The rest of his career. Justin Fields, I just don't know, because normally a young quarterback is not playing on a really bad team. They would ease you in. But now when they draft you first round, top 10, you're playing right away no matter what the lineup and talent level is around you.
Well, here's the problem. And I'm so glad we have an example of how much coaching matters. Do you see what Brian Daboll is doing in New York? And remember how we talked about how terrible the New York offensive line was and how bad Daniel Jones was? Well, we seeing coaching overcome some of that.
But explain what he's doing, though.
Okay. So just strictly on the field, DP, from a football context, a lot of it now is Daniel Jones on the move, using his athleticism, i.e. that's what Luke Getsy should have did last night. Okay. Max protection, keeping six or seven more guys in to give Daniel Jones that time. Mm-hmm. Because Daniel Jones' mind has been warped from his early years in New York. Like, he's dealing with what we're watching Justin Fields deal with right now.
But just like Sam Darnold did with the Jets.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times last night looking at that game, where in 2 seconds, Justin Fields had to get out of the pocket or he was getting hit. The dude got hit so much last night. I didn't know if he laid on the ground after like 4 hits in that game. And I'm thinking, like, what is happening right now with this offensive line? So what Daboll has done is he's identified his best player on the team as Saquon Barkley. His quarterback has been in a bad situation. And now I'm going to coach to his elite abilities. Daniel Jones' elite abilities is his athleticism and his accuracy, how he can place the ball. Mm-hmm. So if he has time and getting him away from the rush, he can actually throw the football and complete passes. Unlike Justin Fields last night with Luke Getsy, you keep doing 3 and 5 step drops, standing him in the center of the pocket, knowing your offensive line isn't good, and you expect something to change. He's not there yet with throwing the ball with anticipation. It takes most young quarterbacks a year or two to figure that out in the NFL game, that your guy is open when you don't think he's open. But you're not giving them a chance with a bad offensive line and obviously with the play calling. Like, I just don't. Even Dan, it was such a bad display of football last night on both sides. But I don't know if Justin Fields' mind isn't going to get warped in Chicago if they don't make a significant change with how they're playing and also get some personnel around him. Great throw to Mooney for a touchdown. He bobbles it.
Yeah.
A great throw on the touchdown. Like, the dude can throw. And we know he's an elite athlete, but they keep dropping him in the center of the pocket and just telling him to stand there and play football. And I don't agree with that. Even though he can do it, his team is not where it needs to be yet for him to be able to do that.
He's Marcus Spears from the Mothership. You can see him on NFL Live weekdays at 4 Eastern. Troy Aikman's quoted as saying that the Cowboys should look at keeping Cooper Rush as the starting quarterback if he happens to win this game against Philadelphia.
DP, I knew you was going to do it. I knew you was going to do it, man. I don't know what the hell wrong with everybody. Okay? Listen, this is as simple as this. And I keep saying it. I even cursed on Twitter. Okay?
Whoa.
I curse a lot on Twitter, but I cursed on Twitter about this. When Dak Prescott is healthy enough to come back to play, he's going to play. Let me put that out there. This great mojo, all of this karma, all of this stuff. Okay, it's great. I'm happy for Cooper Rush. I'm happy that the Cowboys are winning. You don't know one bigger fan outside of Michael Irvin than me of the Dallas Cowboys. That's in the national media. So I get it. And I'm excited about what Dallas has done. I think Kellen Moore deserves as much credit as anybody because he's actually had to kind of step his game up and figure out ways to get this offense moving. But DP, we know the test is this week. And I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to be able to throw for just 100 yards with zero touchdowns and win this game. As good as the defense is in Dallas, and I think they are elite as it gets when it comes to all of the units in the league, this is going to be about your quarterback making plays continuously throughout the football game. That's the type of pressure that's going to be put on Cooper Rush. And then if he responds and answers, great. And if Dak is healthy, Dak could be playing against Detroit.
I also wonder, though, and I said this to Chris Collinsworth yesterday, because they have the game on NBC on Sunday night. You have a blueprint here for success, right? You're running the football, playing great defense. When Dak comes back, why not adhere to the same blueprint? Now, you might throw it a little bit more, but it doesn't feel like that's what's going to happen here. So explain that to me, Marcus.
That's why me and you here, DP, because before Cooper Rush played a game, everybody was alluding back to remember last year when he played against Minnesota or the year Dak got hurt, he played against Minnesota and he threw the ball all over the yard and had a tremendous amount of success. And that's the game that everybody relatively started talking about. Like, this is who we can be with Cooper Rush. No, Kellen Moore decided, okay, I got an offensive line that is coming along with a bunch of guys that's playing together for the first time. The easiest way to build rapport with an offensive line is to run the damn football. Everybody that's been covering football for any length of time knows that that is how you gel an offensive line as fast as possible. And then once you realize, or if you realize you can do it, you can build so much around that. We did an 8-minute segment on NFL Live, I think a week ago, about the play action and how important it has become again in the NFL. Everything had been so spread out. Everybody was in shotgun every play. And the Cowboys finally had the epiphany that even when they built the team, when Dak took over for Romo, this was the blueprint that they wanted to use. We had Zeke Elliott as one of the top three running backs in the NFL. The offensive line was one of the best run blocking offensive line, and everything for Dak worked off play actions. It's very similar to what we're watching right now. So, yes, keep this same template. Now, DP, does it mean you're going to be able to? No, teams get better and you're going to have to throw the ball. You may find yourself down. I don't know with this defense if you're going to find yourself down too much. So you may be able to stay within what you want to do. But ultimately, man, yeah. And this is why Kellen Moore deserves some credit. And maybe by none doing of his own, but you know, when you take a step down with the ability of your quarterback, you have to become more creative as an offensive coordinator. You got to figure out ways to help this guy in certain situations. And if you keep the same energy when Dak gets back, what I've been seeing, DP, is receivers that are wide open off play action. I've been seeing Tony Pollard touch the ball a lot more. I've been seeing Zeke being used in between the tackles and on the perimeter. All of these things become stagnant when you got Dak because you want to tee it up and throw the ball 40 times and have the number one offense in the league instead of winning games. The formula for Dallas these past four wins have been take care of the football, run the football, and don't put our defense in bad situations. And it's paid dividends for them.
Should the Chiefs be underdogs to the Bills at home?
No, I grapple with this one, DP, because I love, first of all, both of these teams. And I do believe the Bills from 1 through 53 is probably a more talented team outside of the quarterback. But I think Pat makes up for like three guys. I ain't going to even lie, bro. I'm not trying to be funny. I think the dude make up for three guys. Like whatever you lacking, I think he makes up for it in a way. Now, you can't overcome certain things as a quarterback, but His offensive line is solid. I know Brown gave up a lot of pressures to Max Crosby last week, but I really believe this team, like the Chiefs, man, are. I think we've just gotten tired of seeing the greatness of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Okay, and this Buffalo team, when they added Von Miller, obviously brought him over because of what happened in the playoffs last year. But Patrick Mahomes has been playing against people like this since he got in the league. He's been playing against elite rushers. He was under a lot of duress against the Las Vegas Raiders. Dude had to come back from 17 points down in that game. So I know we just can't get fatigued of it, man. Like it, what they're doing, and I know missing Tyreek is a thing, but what he's been able to do and what he's been able to accomplish, like throughout the duration of his time, and for this team not to be changed as much as we think, they're actually solid on defense. I thought that would be their Achilles heel. They're solid on defense, not great, but they always make opportunistic plays. I just don't see Patrick Mahomes being an underdog at home unless he's playing with four or five guys hurt, and that ain't the case in this situation.
Great to talk to you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us as always.
My brother, you know it. I'll talk to you soon.
Could you put Mike Greenberg in that safe right behind you? Could you, Mike, what is in that safe right behind you?
It's a lot of Hun DP. You see?
Yeah.
You see my deer right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hunt, man. Me and my son hunting fish. We're going fishing tomorrow, actually. But my guns are in that safe.
Okay.
Yeah. Wrong house to try to enter.
Okay.
Okay. All right, my brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you, brother.
You know it.
All right.
Okay.
Marcus Spear, ESPN NFL analyst. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. All right. I got you. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. Happy Meat Friday. Thanks for taking my phone call again. You know, I don't have a stat of the day for that ugly game last night. I don't think it's worth a stat of the day. I felt very supported yesterday. You talked about your condition. You're having to touch. You're having to move things. You did mention something that I feel the same way about, is when you see something that's been moved, put it back where you saw it. So my question on that, and I also have a follow-up question. My question on that is, when you get home, do you look and get hyper aware for things you need to move before you can relax? Or do you have your area that you relax on your own in your basement only?
No, every place I go. I walk in, and if I see that there's a picture that's crooked or just something that's not where it's supposed to be, then I react to it.
And then once you fix that, you can, a little bit of the anxiety and the need goes away.
Well, I keep an eye on things, but yeah, I mean, it does happen. I know we had fun with it, but it's every day that this happens. When I walk into this man cave and there's so many things here, I'm always looking what's out of place. It's like I'm a set designer for a TV show. I want to make sure it looks great when you're watching. And I'm very fortunate to have an unbelievable man cave. But I come in and I'm always looking at what could be wrong, what doesn't fit. Why is that there? That's supposed to be there. And Fritzy and Seton don't really care about their desk. I really care about their desk, but it's a TV show.
We're afraid to touch it. I think it's part of the reason, because you have it exactly the way you set it up in front of us.
Yes. Yeah,
I actually really, I kind of do. I don't care about it, but I did want to take more ownership over my desk and what's on it.
If you would like to change your desk setup, you can.
Like this dude, somebody sent me, I think it was Ranger maybe, somebody sent me an autograph of the Nirvana bass player, Chris Novoselic. That was awesome, so I put that up there.
Yeah, that's fine.
If people want to send me more awesome stuff, I'll put it up here and just start replacing this other stuff.
No, it's fine. Like, I have a John Madden autograph helmet there. I got Rudy. There's an autograph Rudy helmet there, you being Mr. Notre Dame. I mean... Yes, Todd.
What if you see something crooked or out of place on an actual human being? Where does the line get drawn? Someone's got a crooked tie, or someone's necklace looks a little tangled.
I have been known to straighten somebody's tie.
Okay.
I've done that. Yeah, because sometimes you'll see somebody and they'll tie a tie and they don't really tie it very well, and then you go, all right, let me help you with that. I mean, I spent how many years wearing ties, and I, you know, just want you to look good. Yeah, Marv.
It got weird when you said, hold on, handsome, and you started straightening my tie out. And I was like,
I did not say, hold on, handsome.
You said, hold up, handsome.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
When we were in Chicago for the Radio Hall of Fame thing, when I got downstairs to the at the lobby of the hotel to meet everybody, your brother fixed my collar.
Yes.
And was like, hey, here, man, like you're a little out of whack here.
Yeah.
And the person that was standing next to him, who I won't name, was like, oh, yeah, I noticed that too, but I wasn't going to tell you. And I was like, oh, okay. Now I know what kind of dude you are. No problem.
Was that McLovin?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Okay. Man, they wanted you to look bad?
They were okay with me looking bad.
Yeah, Paul.
I don't think that's OCD. I think that's helping a brother out.
That was helping a brother out, yeah.
Yeah, if you see someone about to give a speech and their tie's all whack, you go, hey, man, let me help you out real quick and fix the tie.
Yeah, hey, bud, flies down.
Yeah.
Like, that's just giving somebody doing a solid for them. Like, hey, man, don't go looking like an idiot.
Yeah.
But that person was okay with me looking like an idiot, and I will not forget it.
But the condition I have, if you want to call it condition, I didn't know there was a name attached to it. Hapmania, I think, is what it's called. Something like that.
Yeah.
But somebody's like, oh, it's just called awareness. It's not awareness. I don't know if anybody here walks up to a picture and you know, tries to put it in place if it's a little bit off. But I go into a room, and that's the first thing I'll notice. I'll notice if things are a little askew. Yes, Todd.
But it doesn't bother you that you do that, right? It's not, again, we talked about it yesterday. It's not keeping you from enjoying your life and going about your business. Do you wish you didn't have that urge to do that?
It doesn't bother me. It would bother me if I didn't do it. How's that?
Okay. So you feel compelled to straighten things out.
But this bothers me.
This conversation with me.
This conversation bothers me. Play of the Day is up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm
going
to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Now here comes Curtis Samuel. Hand off Robinson up the middle of the line. Heading towards the goal line and in! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! The first career rushing touchdown for Brian Robinson Jr.
What a great story for Brian Robinson Jr. Commanders, that's the first points they've scored off a turnover this season. That's the Commanders Radio Network. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Seton, poll question today.
Which fan base should feel worse today, Dan?
All right. You want to take a guess? Okay, I'll take a guess. I would say there were higher hopes for the Commanders. I would feel worse if I'm a Commanders fan because I have that ownership, that stadium, and it just feels like you're kind of stuck in mud.
That would put you in the 29th percentile, Dan.
Because
right now, the 71% of the audience are saying the Bears fan base should feel
worse. Paulie, you being a Bears fan?
Bears finally winning something. Poll question today.
Yay.
I would say Bears fans also feel bigger picture bad. Ownership has never been great, you know, and it's not getting better.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium situation, they have a bad stadium in a great city. And now they're looking at having a great stadium in the suburbs. There's no right answer to this one. Both are negatives to some people.
I was watching Justin Fields on the sidelines with his breathing exercise. Can you give me some details? I mean, you and Seton meditate, so I'm guess breathing is a big thing.
Separately, we don't meditate.
Oh, not together. Not
together.
Okay.
According to the report, a couple of Bears reporters talked to Justin Fields about it. He's been working on his breathing to keep calm during games. He gets hyped up, he says. He says a yoga instructor helped him. Mm. Do you want the details on the exercise?
Yeah, sure.
You breathe in for a 6 count, 6 seconds, but that was like a 2 count, what you just did.
Oh, so do I have to slow the breathing?
Yes.
Like the inhale is more of a slow.
Like you're taking a drag on the last drag. Well, you went right back to that really easy.
Just joking.
But yeah, it's a full, deep, deep breath.
Okay.
Hold it for a second, then let it out. And you do it a handful of times. He was doing it on the bench with his eyes closed.
Okay.
Instead of watching tape and figuring out the details.
Yeah.
Maybe checking the old Microsoft Surface.
Hey, do you want to see this, our little slate here? Yes, yes, God. What?
But also, when you're seeing him doing that, you could also make the argument it looks like he's doing everything he can not to completely explode in frustration about the team that he used to be on in college and where he's stuck now in Chicago.
Mm. Okay, thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Jeremy in Texas. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind today?
Morning, guys. A few things. If you enjoy high school football, last night's game was definitely the one to watch. It looked like a high school game. A lot of drop passes, and the quarterbacks were really the only ones doing anything other than Brian Robinson. And on that note, is Brian Robinson probably the next contender for the comeback player of the year if he continues doing as well as he's been doing? And the last thing is Cooper Rush is not hanging the moon. Take away all of his touchdowns, the Cowboys are still 2-1-1.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. It did. It felt like a controlled scrimmage last night between two teams. Andrew in San Antonio. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Tyler's awesome, by the way. My take is this. So I don't know if you remember, but back in 1991, when Troy Aikman went down with a knee injury, Steve Beuerlein stepped up, and he came in and won 5 straight games. And he should have been, and he was a starter, but he should have stayed in, and there shouldn't have been any controversy in that Detroit game. But because Aikman was chopping at the bit and they were trying to get him back in, I feel like there was some issue. And I think if we want to be fair to Dak Prescott in this situation, I think he needs to get fully healthy, let Cooper do his thing for the next week or two, and when he is fully healthy, then bring him back. Don't rush him in there because it could be that same situation. I know we have a different coach, you know, but we still have the same owner.
No, that's what I've been saying, Andrew. I mean, that's logic, but that's no fun. You know, here's Troy Aikman saying, well, if he beats Philadelphia, you got to strongly consider him, I'm paraphrasing, keeping him in as the starting quarterback. That's not going to happen. I just want to know if the same game plan you're using to win these games with Cooper Rush, is it applicable to Dak Prescott? Would he adhere to something like that? That's my big curiosity. We come back, we'll hear from Draymond Green. One more item as we close out hour one. Business owners feeling boxed in by the pressures of running your business. You got remote workforces, keeping up with changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring, retaining top talent, handling payroll. The list goes on and on and on. All you want to do is keep your employees engaged while running your business smoothly. You want to focus on the health of your organization. Well, you can, thanks to Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy. What if your HR strategy included access to better benefits, helping you keep the employees you have and attracting new ones? How about this one? Offering training for your employees to increase their skills to make them more productive. Insperity is ready to help you move past these obstacles, providing the HR solutions that you need. Always going to be challenges, but thank goodness there's always Insperity. Nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business,
and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.